Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
I am Brian. Today, you may call me Brian. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. Our ratings are higher than Pat Oberlin. That's pretty high. That's good. Speaking of that, she has a lot of things to do. I want to introduce her. Pat Oberlin, everybody. She has to go, but she has a lot of things to do today. I just wanted to get her on air really quickly. Good morning, Pat, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
Good. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just woke up. So.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Wow.
You saw that picture.
Yeah, I did. Was that a volcano? Because I never seen anything like that. Is that a volcano?
That was a bag from it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! That's what
you do. That's like four of those.
That's bigger. Does that touch your roof? Because that's a huge. A human being could fit in that bag.
No.
My God, woman.
It's not that big.
look at you. So you feel it, all the smoke, huh? All that goes up there, and you feel, God, I think I'd take one hit of that and I'm gone. I am zonked out.
You probably would be. You probably would be.
Wow. Hey, if you look at Mark, yeah.
Well, I was going to say it definitely makes a difference, like not smoking it, using that.
Right.
Cuts down on cancer
and all sorts of stuff.
Wow. Wow, and the glaucoma.
Yeah.
Glaucoma. There was a book when I was a kid. Hello, John. How you doing, buddy? I like John. Big bad John.
All right. He's all right, he said.
And where's Mr. Fred? Mr. Fred never talks to me. He never talks. It's like, Mr. Fred, I'm not talking to you. I'm
He's
a union
leaving.
Cat. Yeah, I'm leaving. I don't need to. Exactly. I'm not listening to this. I'm going to go lick my balls. So, you know, if you look at the marquee, I did it in honor of you. Do you see the pictures in the marquee, or you just called on the phone? There's a witch. There's a witch on there.
My name
in the beginning. Oh, it's okay. There's a witch on there. So.
Brian?
Yes?
My PSW just came.
Okay, kiddo.
I have to go
hey, have
for
a good...
few minutes.
Yes, kiddo. Have a good session.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll
come back if you
back
can.
As
bye.
As soon as I can. Yeah.
All right,
bye.
Sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. There you go. There you go. You know, I'm going to miss her. That's right. You know, there's times you get used to people, and then you miss them. So I just want to send her a message that I miss her. Let me see. Here we go. That's my hold music. Not showing it. Anyway. All right, everybody. To the mountains, from the mountains to the sea, and all of the nation and worldwide, it's me, Ryan Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I said we are global, and that's what we are. You know, I tell people to vote. I mean, it's getting crazy. It's getting nuts. It's getting nuts. I liked it better when we didn't know what our lawmakers were doing and everything. It's beginning to be a reality show. People are beginning to say shit that'll just get them, you know, get them on the news. And so their grandparents can say, look, there's daddy saying some dumb shit. So it's beginning to, we got to that point. We got to that point where I'm not even, I don't even play sound bites of Donald Trump anymore. I call him Grump, Grandpa Trump, Grump. I don't even play sound bites of him anymore because he's trolling us. He's being ridiculous. And I think what he does is that he says something stupid. See, he tries to be a good comedian, but he's a bad comedian. But what happens is that the press will pick it up, and they think it's real, and he's laughing at us. And then, you know, I'm getting burnt out, I guess. I'm getting burnt out. But so I'm getting burnt out, and then, you know, I'm watching stuff, and I'm human. I'm mortal. Maybe. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not from this earth. Maybe I'm from another planet. I will give you the directions of the planet that I am from. Write it down. Put it on your computer so you can track me and you can track my family. Get ready? Here it is. Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. There you go. Put the coordinates in and you will find me. Probably, well, you won't find me. You'll probably find my dad. He's the one with, like, five arms and his eyeballs in the front of his head. Yeah, he's a good-looking man. I mean, where I'm from, the dude is like a fireman, man. He just went on the calendar. He's hot shit. So anyway, anywho, so I was listening to MSNBC, and it's getting ridiculous, and they had the Texas woman, and we were talking about that yesterday, about this Texas woman who was getting an abortion, and before we left the air, I'm saying, I don't understand why. I mean, if your state don't want you to get an abortion, you know they don't. The doctors are saying, you know, it's going to have something to do with your life. And if you have this baby, it could complicate you, and you may not have another baby again. You know this. See, this is what pisses me off. You know this. And I said this yesterday. I'm saying, just leave the state. I mean, if I could say it, I'm sure your parents and everybody's telling you, fuck it. You should have left in the beginning. But I think you want to be a martyr. I really do. I really do. There's some people who say, you know what? I'm getting a lot of attention. you know, my local newspaper's writing about me. I'm getting messages like, you're a hero, you got courage, go girl, girl. I'm sure you're getting that. And I don't know if you want to be a martyr. I don't know. But I don't understand it. Because you can leave the state. She wasn't barred from leaving the state. And I keep thinking, you know what? Somebody knocked me up. Doctor told me it could really endanger my health. Guess what? I'm packing up and I'm leaving Dodge. Getting it clip, 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 going on vacation, get the abortion, go to the beach in California, do a little vacation, a little vacay. Come back, snippety back, nobody knows. Maybe a few of your close friends, but they already supported you. You know what I mean? They already supported you. So why are you in my face? So, you know, before you hear these stories like, oh, that poor little bitch. And then you go, oh, that bitch. Because what she eventually did was leave. She eventually left. She did the right thing. She left, and I'm sure she went to California. Because there's Texas and California. I'm sure she left and went to California. California is the place you want to be, so they spread up her legs and put the device in. She, God, this is good stuff. I'll let you write it down. Should have done that in the first place. Why are we going through all this drama? Why are we going through this unnecessary drama? Her name is Cox. Kate Cox. And that's what's going on. Here's what's going on right here. Here it is. Here it is right here.
Person. The idea that Ms. Cox wantonly caused her to grant a temporary restraining order for Ms.
Isn't, you know, it's really funny how irony is. Isn't it ironic? As you got pregnant and your last name is Cox. I'm 5 years old at this point. Dumb down with me. I mean, you couldn't be Smith, Jones, or anything. It's like, the Cox got me in trouble. The Cox got her in trouble, so Ms. Cox has to go get an abortion. Even kindergartners will say, you know what, that's a bad joke. Get the hell out of here. Well, here we go. Apparently, Texas woman cries after judge authorized her to obtain an emergency abortion. So here she is in court. They're on Skype. The judge is talking to her right now, and here's how it went.
I'm going to grant the temporary restraining order for Ms. Cox, Mr. Cox, and Dr. Carson. The idea.
Yay for Cox. One for Cox.
That Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice. So I will be signing the order, and it will be processed and
oops, sorry, kids.
Sent out today. Thank you all very much. The idea that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability, is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice. The idea that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability, is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice. So I will be signing the order, and it will be processed and sent out today. Thank you all very much. I'll set a date.
Now, that's how it was. Like all cocks, it came too soon. God, you got to give me that. Wait a minute. Come on. You got to give me that one. Because they changed the order later. The Supreme Court changed it later, saying they changed it back, saying, okay, you can't go. So this was the lower court saying, yeah, you can. I mean, you can get your abortion. But the Supreme Court said no of the state. Of the state said no. So the order, again, with the cock came too soon. It was almost there. So now where are we at? Okay? So this is supposed to be USA Today, according to this is 1 hour later. The Texas Supreme Court, in a highly anticipated decision, it ruled on Monday that Kay Cox, a Dallas area mother carrying a fetus with a fatal condition, did not qualify for an abortion under the state law based on her doctor's good faith belief that she needs the procedure. Now, what's really interesting about this, when you hear the story, the Supreme Court came back with a letter saying, you didn't properly state that this was life and death. If you would have said this is a life and death thing, we might have thought of something else, but then you didn't phrase it that way, therefore we could not let her get an abortion here. There she is holding her little baby there on her little tum-tum with a smile, and later you will kill that kid. Die, 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 baby bitch. Sorry. That's what you're going to do. The statute requires that judgment be a reasonable medical judgment, and Dr. Damla Carson has not asserted that her good faith belief about Ms. Cox's condition meets the standard. In a near total abortion ban, Texas prohibits abortions beginning at fertilization, which exceptions only for causes in which a pregnant patient risks death or substantial impairment or major body function. Now, my babies used to be a good swimmer. And my sperm, he's like all black men, can't tread water well. We don't do well. So my spermies are not going in there. When I release them, they're heading to the beach on the sand with a towel. They're not going into the water fighting the fishies to jump on the fish and impregnate somebody. No, they're going. As soon as they're released, they're on the sand with a towel going, uh-uh. But you got to go, little hammer spermies. You got to go in there and get in there so we can have a baby. Uh-uh. We can't swim, and we're not going to commit suicide. So why did I say that? There are some people who want kids, but she doesn't want any. But it's ironic because she wants to have an abortion because that's the only way that she can have kids. Because if she has the kid, there's going to be so many complications that not only the kid will die, but something about her body, she will never have children again. That's what the doctor said. So it's kind of ironic is that you have to get an abortion so you can have kids. If you don't get an abortion, the kid's going to be dead anyway because they're predicting that you have a baby that will die within hours. And then the complication of you having that child, you may never have children again. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. The decision hinges primarily on the requirements set at the state trigger law. Trigger with a T. I know some of you Texans, you put the N in it, didn't you? I know you put the N in it. It's trigger with a T. Outlawing abortions that went into effect August 25th, 2022. 30 days after the Roe decision was overturned. That doctors exercise reasonable medical judgment in determining whether a woman qualifies for a legal exception. You know, I'm going to call Texas. You know, I feel a little funny today. I feel a little off the wall. I mean, there's nobody here. And when nobody's here, I act like a rogue person. I'm going to call Texas and say that I have a fake vagina that I'm thinking about having a child there. Is there a law against it? Me and my fake vagina. Because I'm going to be a transgender with taking steroids and I have a fake vagina, but I might be able to carry a baby. I have no uterus, so I don't know where I'm carrying the baby. So I got to make it more believable that if I have a fake vagina, so I'm not going to go with the vagina. I'm going to go with, can they impregnate? No, they can't impregnate me. How do I do that? I'm a transgender, and no, it doesn't work. I wonder if fake vagina is allowed in Texas. All my exes live in Texas. I wonder if there's a transgender law. That would be interesting. Because then I can ask them, can I get a fake vagina? You know what? Maybe I'll ask them about Texas insurance. Is my fake vagina, can I insure it? Because I plan on using it a lot, and it's going to be the wear and tear on it. I wonder if I can get insurance on my fake vagina. So who would I call? Maybe a Texas insurance people? For, you know, life insurance that I can insure my vagina. I transplanted my fake vagina. I'll think about it because I think that would be a good call. I like to know. I like to know they insure my vagina. This is how the case unfolded. Cox. Cox, Cox, Cox. So Cox's attorney on December 5th requested an emergency hearing in a Travis County District Court to seek permission for an abortion after she had been admitted to emergency room 3 times within a month for symptoms including cramping, fluid leaks. Her doctors advised her that due to her fetus, trisomy? I'm going to go with that. 18 diagnosis. The unborn baby had virtually no chance of surviving. Oh, you poor little bastard. More than 95% of the babies with the condition do not make it to birth. That's according to Cleveland Clinic. So Cox's doctor also advised her that continuing the pregnancy posed serious risk to her health and her fertility. According to the complaint, including increasing her chances of developing gestational hypertension. You know what gestational is? Gestational hypertension. You know the word. I don't need to explain it to you. Look it up. This is not a medical show. You think I look like Dr. Oz? All right, I have a little voice inside me saying, you must do the right pronunciation or it's people going to get upset and not believe you. You know the hell I'm talking about. Gas is a gas. You know you got gas. Gas to know. But I should be accurate. Okay. Here we go. Gestation, what it means in pregnancy. The actual date of conception generally isn't known for humans, so gestational. That's it. Thank you. Gestational hypertension, gestational diabetes, uterine rupture from cesarean section, post-operative infections. So finding this out, Kate needed an abortion immediately to preserve her life, health, and the fertility. The judge, Judge Maya, you just heard her, Maya Gamble, she issued a temporary restraining order barring the state, the Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's the bad guy. We don't like Ken Paxton. We don't like him. You know, we're going to call his office and talk to him about my fake vagina. And the Texas Medical Board, I'm going to call that son of a bitch and give him my displeasure. I'm calling you, Ken, and the Texas Medical Board from prosecuting Cox. Now, I have to make a stand. All my life, people have been prosecuting Cox, saying put a condom on it, get away from me with that thing, not big enough. Is that it? You know what I mean? Persecution of Cox cannot go on any longer. Oh, I'm talking about the name. Never mind. It's the OX. Never mind. Went a little loopy. That's what happens when you party. Party, 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 party. 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 Okay, going back to it. Sorry, I lost my mind.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go back. So anyway, so Cox's husband and her doctor, or other doctors, stash it. Pregnancy. Her husband didn't want to do this. A Texas medical board from prosecuting Cox. Ken Paxton and the Texas medical board wants to prosecute Cox. And her husband and her doctor, or her doctor's staff, should Cox not terminate the pregnancy. The idea that Ms. Cox wants so desperately to be a parent, and this law may have her lose that ability, is shocking. It would be a genuine miscarriage of justice, Gamble said during the Thursday hearing. We love Judge Gamble. We love her. Hours after the Travis County, huh? We will call them, issued its order barring the state from enforcing its abortion ban, Paxton, who we don't like, issued a letter to the hospitals where Carson Cox, OBGYN, had privileges, saying that the order didn't protect them from potential legal action, meaning that Paxton sent a letter to the doctor's office, or OBGYN, saying if you perform this procedure, you will not be protected, and we will prosecute your ass with 99 years in jail. That's what you did. You don't go in her vagina, and you don't kill the baby. He then brought the case before the Texas Supreme Court by petitioning for a writ of the mandamus. It's an extraordinary measure that would stop Cox from legally terminating her pregnancy in Texas. The high court put a hold on the district court temporary restraining order late Friday night. See, Cox came too soon. That order came too soon. You're almost there. Until the Supreme Court came after you. Paxton and the state argued that Cox did not fall within the state's abortion ban, because in the Attorney General's consideration, risks to her health were not strictly life-threatening. So they're saying, you know what, you may lose the ability to have children. The baby's going to be born dead. Your life is going to be threatened, but we don't know, totally threatened. So we're still there. We want you to have the dead baby. We want you to have the choice. We want you to have a chance of surviving your never having children again. And we're good. Because the life of an unborn child is at stake, according to Paxton. The court should require a faithful application of Texas statute prior to determining the abortions permitted. Cox, a mother of two, was 20 weeks and 6 days pregnant as of Monday. She has been admitted to a fourth emergency room since filing the lawsuit. Nancy Northrup, the president of the Center of Reproduction Rights, we like her, which is representing Cox. You love a woman who represents a good cock. That's what you do. Yay. In the suit, said Cox had no choice but to leave the state to get the procedure. I know how she feels. Once in a while, when I was younger, I had to leave the state because of my cocks. You want part of it? Could have been for daddy. I'm leaving. I was in Boston. I remember the fateful morning. It's like, Brian, huh? Brian, what? Brian, what? Wake up, huh? Well, guess what? What? We may be pregnant. What? You let me know who the father is, and I'll kill that son of a bitch. Why did you cheat him? Long story short. Had to leave the state. And my cocks can never be in Boston and the East Coast again. There's like a big wanted poster. You just see it. wanted this Cox. I could never go to Boston ever again. Never. Never. Mm-mm-mm-mm. While Kate and Kate had the ability to leave the state, most people do not. And a situation like this could be a death sentence. Okay. So what we learned here, you women who live in that state, get a dildo. That's it. Or practice safe sex. Now, that doesn't. Now safe sex is not 100% because you guys act like monkeys when you're in bed. You don't just lay there like human beings. You act like little fucking animals. You're monkeys running around, trying new things, you know, biting the banana, hiding the banana, going, whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, throwing things, sloppy. You quit being a monkey in bed. That's what we learn. You sit there, and she lays there straight. You put on the condom. She doesn't move. You grab that condom. You hold it. You hold the base of it, and you go in and out and in and out. She stays still, and then you get the condom. You dispose it, and you go home. That's how you have sex in Texas. That's right. Don't be riding the bull. Clinicians, I mean doctors, like Dr. Kazan, he's a good guy, must be permitted to provide abortions to pregnant patients like Ms. Cox. Yeah. In medically complex cases to protect them from negative health outcomes, the brief states, every day that the Texas abortion ban remains in effect, they're preventing the provision of medically necessary care to residents. That's it. I think we're going to make a call to, who are we calling? Let me see that thing. Let me see who we're calling. Because I want to know about my fake vagina. This is in short. We're going to call Ken Paxton's office. That's the dude, man. That's the dude who went after Ms. Cox and went after her doctors. We're going to call his doctors. Let me see if I can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little song. We're going to go after that son of a bitch. I am for women's rights. They have the right. We're not going to take it no more. They have the right. Free Cox. So when we come back, I'm going to make that call to Kim Practon. I'm going to talk to him about my fake vagina, and he better keep his hands off of my vagina. And should I register it? I wonder how much I could register my fake vagina. You know what? I'm going to make it more expensive, like a golden vagina made out of gold. The golden vagina. All right, everybody. So we'll be right back. If you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number you can call to get in. Oh, it's time to win. It's time to win money from Hammer again. Today, last week, it was $500 you could win. It went up to $500.25. That's right. It went up. So if you're the third caller that calls in, you could win $500.35. You have exactly 5 seconds to come in the studio. We're waiting. Phones are open. Oh, close. Well, we're just giving money away, and nobody wants it, I guess. Nobody wants it. I'll keep my money. Miss Cox, we're behind you. We'll be right back.
And I feel like that we are treated differently than other people, and I don't like how we're treated, and just because of our color doesn't mean anything to me.
I'm really can't help it. everybody got problems. Yeah, but waiting on my way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom. Struggling, my mama on the last dollar. Hustling, man, I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gon' shape this vision. Complaining all day, but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gon' take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental principles. When I see through options, transform the wisdom. Watch them use my problems, get them on the list. And I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. Fight temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless, and I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? Everybody got fights, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was. Till I leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we just trying to live right this. Are you willing to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this. And I never sell my soul cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's on the plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain and paint a picture. Voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it's way in hell, it's listen. Oh, I sip the liquor, ah! And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me?
Can't take it no more. I've been finding patience, my Lord. I'm living on presence.
I said, Lord,
can you help me? I've never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. To be long, you help me, Lord.
I said, Lord, can you help me?
Y'all are treating us wrong. We do this because we need to and have rights.
Yeah, welcome back. So, Kate, bottom line, Kate left the state. I think she got her abortion. And she went home. I don't know if she went to California, but I'm pretty sure. But I don't know. She could have went to Colorado, whatever. And now the people are upset. And I'm saying, why are you upset? You guys voted for this. You took Roe away. Or wait. Whatever. You took it away? So that brings us to what we're saying. If you don't vote, it has consequences. And if you do vote, it has consequences. Not everything is going to be good for everyone. There's an argument about when you believe a fetus becomes a human. And if you believe it's murder. But it's none of your damn business. You know what a woman does. It's like when we get taxed for welfare. I don't know the bitch. But yeah, I'm paying for her kid. That's the way it works. When she disciplines the kid, spanks the kid, kid grows up to be whatever, I have no part of that, so why should I pay for that kid? But there's only a couple of things we have in this world. We have, we have the right to die. We have the right to live. Without the government putting their foot up our asses. That's all they have to say. It's a shame, and it goes into Bodhi's because I'm going to talk to you about laws, and the only one that came up, and nobody's in the studio, that's okay. Because if you want to know what laws you have, you know, you would have to be here. And I can tell you the new laws in California, you'd be really shocked. The new laws, that's beginning 2024, because we voted for them, you know. That's what happens. But right now, you know, this Gaza, I don't know what site you're on, but on the news right now, it's horrible. Just a horrible place. Just horrible. Just horrible. But this Israeli conflict right now, oh my God. Oh my God. It's just horrible. Israeli Gen Z is dancing to a war song that celebrates bombing Gaza's names. That's the headline. Israel's Gen Z is dancing to a war song that celebrates bombing Gaza. And the names Dua Lipa and Bella Hadid as enemies. Dua Lipa? I like Dua Lipa. One of my favorite songs. Artists, new artists I like. Shut up, Israel. I like her. If it's one of these, it's one of my songs. Hold on. I have this OCD. Leave my, which is this song I like? I like this song they did with Elton John, and I like their new song. Let me see. Not Houdini. What is the new songs? What's that new one? Not New Rules. Not The Baby. Don't Start Now. Nope. Not Houdini. Not that one. They had a very good song, and I really like it. It's a new one. Let me see if I put this in here. Nope, that wouldn't work. Could have sworn it should have had. She's a nice girl. Here's a little. This is Houdini. I never heard of Houdini, but it keeps popping up. But it's not the song I like. It's Fame. But here she is. I guess she's Palestinian, maybe. Here she is. Here she is right here. Here's some of her music. Because I do like her. So why are they attacking her? I think she's Palestinian, and they're saying they're dancing to a war song. I don't know what war song they're dancing to, but you probably heard of her. Here she is.
She's arguably one of this year's biggest pop music disruptors, Dua Lipa. The British Albanian artist tonight performing her hit songs One Kiss and Electricity at the American Music Awards. Her self-titled album Dua Lipa, Dua means love in Albanian, produced 6 hit singles.
One, don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two,
including this year's boyfriend breakup anthem, New Rules.
Three, don't be a stranger, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning.
The visually addictive music video has become one of YouTube's most watched of all time.
This is 1 billion. This is 1 billion.
1 billion plus wow. YouTube views on this one. It's stupid.
It is.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Her post-breakup battle cry, I Don't Give a, cementing her as Spotify's most streamed female artist of 2017.
Wow.
Even when you say it, like the number one female. It's terrifying. I can't even say it myself. I don't even want to say it out loud because I still don't see myself in the same place as these big, big global artists.
She might not see it, but life is all about perspective. Touring in 5 continents over the past 12 months, her reach is global.
I've done a lot of my learning on the job. because everything has happened so fast. Sometimes you really have to get thrown into the deep end to just get the best out of yourself.
We joined the singer on tour in Chicago. 2 years ago, she performed here at the Vic Theater as a supporting act.
I'm really excited about tonight.
But tonight, it's her show.
When I did that show, it was such a big deal for me. And to get to headline my own one is crazy.
You can make the argument that music is in her genes.
My father was a musician in Kosovo, and he started in a band called Orda. What I benefited from that was that music was always played in the house.
Though her father found substantial national fame, he moved to England before the Kosovo War, where Dua was born.
My parents worked in, like, restaurants and bars, and my dad kind of went to university in the evening and worked all through the day, and watching them work so hard has really been a big part of why I am who I am, and how my dad would always say, you need to work really, really hard to get a little bit of luck.
An aspiring artist from childhood, she was told early on she didn't have the voice, and that's when she went all in with training and study, and eventually posting YouTube videos covering other artists. Here she is as a kid singing Alicia Keys' No One.
Was the easiest thing I could reach out to with social media. Never had that kind of Justin Bieber effect that I was hoping for. But it's created a form of portfolio for me. And then I started getting some like messages from producers and people being like, hey, if you want to come and use the studio, you can come and just write. And that's how I started.
Dua's most recent hit, Electricity, is a collaboration with Mark Ronson in Diplo. She openly
There you go. She has 1 billion views, man. But it's not who I wanted. Wait, it's not the song. I wonder if it's the same artist. Bear with me. Let me see, because she's amazing. Let me go to the Billboard. Top 100. Where's her song? And I think it's Dua Lipa. Number one, believe it or not, it's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee. That's number one. That beat All I Want for Christmas Is You. She beat Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, whatever. Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee's like 120, and she beat Mariah Carey. Let me see this. Let me hear this. Can I hear it? She's number one. She beat Mariah Carey. She's like 125. Guess I can't play it. Anyway, hell with it. Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift, came in number 7. What beat her was A Holly Jolly Christmas with Burl Ives when we were like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I guess it's that beat her. Christmas songs beat, wow. Come on, where is it? Is that it? Oh, Doja Cat, not Dua Lipa. Let me see. I get them confused. Let me see if it's Doja Cat. And let me see. Doja, how do you spell? Doja Cat. Yeah, Paint the Town Red. That's my new song. That's my new jam. I like that. Here's how that sounds, and we'll get back to your story. I like this song. Here we go.
When you write, your tone influences...
So this is Doja Cat. I like them. Paint the Town Red. Here it is. It's my new jam.
I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let
that, all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She's a devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool, she's a pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She's a devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool. Your misery, I put the dick all in my kidneys. This smart job don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no shit without penalties. Bitch, I'll make your shit if you suffer me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take that bitch nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She's a devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool to the pedal, it'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She's a devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool to the pedal, it'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Yeah, let pop make money, now you try, bitch. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time bitch, you ain't know I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Say, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we seen it for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame ain't something that I need no more. Cause bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She's a devil. She a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She's a fool to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Love that new jam. Yeah, that's my new jam. Called Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat. I love it. I love it. She's a bad, bad, bad girl. Just a naughty bad girl. Where was I? Okay, here we go. So that was it. So here we go, because it's going to be a short show today. It's going to be a very short show today. We did Kate. We did the Texas thing. Israeli. So I got to read that article. So Israel Gen Z is dancing to a war song that celebrates the bombing in Gaza and names Dua Lipa and Bella Hadid as enemies. A pro-war song is taking off in Israel. It's topping the charts and going viral on TikTok. The song shows support for the IDF and glorifies the bombing of Gaza. IDF is the Israeli army. I don't know what IDF, Israeli Defense, I don't know, but it's Israel. It is also perceived, it also lists perceived enemies, which include Hezbollah's leader, Bella Hadid. A pro-war song is surging in popularity in Israel, dominating the music charts and going viral on TikTok. What is the song? Despite the upbeat videos of Gen Z, Israelis dancing to it, the lyrics to Harbu Dabu are dark. Let me play it. It's supposed to be dark and violent. G-Rebels. Harbo Darbo are dark, violent, and unashamedly in favor of the ongoing war against Hamas. Harbu Dabu, which roughly means war, strikes, or mayhem, glorifies the Israeli Defense Force. Oh, that's what IDF stands for, Israeli Defense Force, a military campaign in Gaza. It also calls for retribution against a list of perceived enemies, including Bala Hadid and Dua Lipa and Mia Khalifa. Israeli hip-hop duo Ness and Stella released the song 5 weeks after the Hamas terrorists attacked on Israel, which Israeli officials say killed more than 1,200 people. It quickly picked up popularity, reaching the top spot in the Israel's Mako market, which covers streaming platforms and radio plays. Ness and Steele told Israel Media they wrote it to channel righteousness and anger in Israel instead of sadness and grief. Wow. Let's see what this song says. Do I have the song? That's what we do here. That's what we do. Let me see. I'm going to go back to here now. I want to hear what that song is. So it's Israeli, huh? I hope I can. I hope it's in English. Let me see. Let me see here. It's in English here. Ness Havu. Okay, here we go. Let's hear it. Hebrews. Let's hear what it says. To the words.
עוד עכברים פקרים יוצאים מהמחילה עושים עבורה להיות המבונים וואל המילה לא תהיה מחילה על מי אתה חושב שאתה בעל פה צועק פלסטין בחינה? תפי, יבני המלאק!
Do you know what the safest investment in the world...
Let me see if I have it in English. Well, there we go.
Music taste in the last week, but one genre that's gaining a lot of popularity is genocidal hip-hop. Oh, you haven't heard of it? Well, let me tell you all about it. Let's start with what's currently number one on YouTube, Spotify, and other streaming platforms in Israel. This track is called Harbo Dabo and is by Nesia Levy and Dor Soroka, who are a duo called Ness Vestilla. The duo's lyrics include, "Who do you think you are screaming for a free Palestine? Spit on you, sons of Amalek, let's go sabotage." And for context, Amalek refers to an ancient tribe and nation who are described in the Torah as the ultimate enemy for the Jewish people. The track also names various figures, including Bella Hadid, Mia Khalifa, and Dua Lipa, saying their day will come, Harbo Dabo, over their heads. Harbo Dabo come from the Arabic language, and depending on which dialect you translate from, can either mean swords and strikes or war and strikes. But in Hebrew slang, it refers to raining hell on Israel's opponents. And there's just one more lyric that I want to highlight from this song, which is writing the names on the shelves for the children in Gaza. But if genocidal hip-hop isn't your thing, there's also genocidal pop. Here's Israeli singer Renat Bar performing for IDF soldiers singing Ya Yahya Sinwar, May You Die Tomorrow, together with Nasrallah and all of Gaza. This song is a sample of a famous Arabic song called Bint al-Sultan by Egyptian artist Ahmed Adawiya. Israeli pop singer Nargis also sang about genocide. Her song's hook calls the finishing of Gaza and bringing back Gush Katif, which is a block of Israeli settlements that you...
Okay. All right. You know... Sometimes we get tired of people stealing shit from the black people. Yeah, they stole shit from the black people. And you're going to say, what are you talking about? Genocidal music, really? And you're rapping the shit? We did this long ago. It's called hip-hop. It's called hip-hop. And we're not genocidal. We do that. Gangs will rap towards other gangs or to a person or to a group or to a cause. You guys are behind the times, genocidal music. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Now, you want to hear some real music. If I have my virtual Laverne with me. Here's my virtual Laverne with me. Dance with me, Laverne. I think you're going to like this one.
Yeah. You know what? I like to play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse. It's going down, fade to black sheep. The homies got at me, collab creation. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Hey, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet. Giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got him open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game all the time. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day. True play away, I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got chicks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so quick. What's the herb? Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump pack all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't put my thing. Cartier with his frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be the baddest click up for this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bangers? I shows and proves, no doubt. I been you so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the people on my block, I'm as real as can be. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending the call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Good
at
getting
you, I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Take that in your genocide songs, rookies. Oh, this genocide, stupid. Yeah, it's new. It's called genocide. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Don't make me fly to Israel and I just backhand you, just bitch slap you. Shut up. Shut up. New laws in California. Here we go. And I will do new laws in Maine and new laws in Virginia. Here we go. Here it is. Now, you found out what happens when you don't vote, right? Well, you got to vote. And some of you morons voted, and you voted for the stupidest thing. Here's some of the new laws in California. I wonder if it plays. And it won't. Oh, it's going to play. Have you ever seen, you know, when you look at the Amazon, you know, that Amazon smile? Come on, that's not a smile. That's a penis. Because smile has a line on both ends. At one line is the point, you know it's a penis. Everybody knows it's a penis. Shut up, Amazon. You're not smiling. It's a penis. That's what it is. That's what it is. You don't have a smile at one side of your mouth. That's called a snicker. So it's a penis. Who are you fooling, Amazon? All right, let's see. Here we go. Here we go.
New year is bringing in a host of new laws that'll make living and working in California more enjoyable. Let's start with the minimum wage. It's going up to $16 an hour on January 1st. For fast food workers, it's jumping to $20.
Janitors getting paid $16 an hour in California. If you work at McDonald's or any takeout place, your minimum wage is $20 an hour. $20 an hour. No lie. No lie, foo. Janitor, $16 an hour. Here we go.
$16 an hour on January 1st. For fast food workers, it's jumping to $20 an hour in April. Another benefit for workers, all full and part-time employees in California are getting a minimum of 5 sick days a year. Renting a home is a little bit more accessible. Starting in 2024, landlords can only ask for 1 month's rent as a security deposit instead of the typical 2 months' rent before. If you own an electric scooter or bicycle, good news. You can now store it inside your apartment if the battery meets certain safety guidelines. If it doesn't, your landlord may require you to purchase liability insurance or may prohibit you from charging it indoors. And be careful where you park. Come 2024, parking like this will be illegal. The new law prohibits drivers from parking within 20 feet of a vehicle's approach to a crosswalk. Drivers will only get warnings in 2024, but they will start getting tickets the following year. Wondering how much your coworkers make? Now, a new law protects you from retaliation if you want to discuss your wages with your coworkers or even complain about low wages to your boss. Employers are now banned from discriminating against a worker who uses cannabis.
Now, check out this, only in California, check out this new law. They're going to ban people. For instance, let's say I'm high on cannabis. I take a joint. Okay, I'm going in. Hey, dude. All right. Go. What are you doing, Brian? You're a surgeon. You have surgery today. Don't stop my buzz, dude. Don't stop my buzz. Anyway, the new law in California is you cannot ask anybody if you're on cannabis. Because if you do, it's called cannabis discrimination. Only in California. So you can go in, if you're high on weed and you can smell the weed and you smell like freaking weed, you cannot ask the person, dude, are you high? Dude, are you smoking weed? You cannot say shit because you cannot cannabis discrimination. I'm not lying. Here we go. Listen to this.
Even complain about low wages to your boss. Employers are now banned from discriminating against a worker who uses cannabis while not at work and away from their workplace. Employers also won't be able to ask a job applicant if they've used cannabis. And now you can make a hotel or Airbnb reservation with more ease of mind. A new law gives you 24 hours to cancel a reservation once you make it if the place you're staying at is located in California. You just need to make the reservation at least 72 hours before you're supposed to check in. But be careful with campground reservations at state parks or beaches. You'll be penalized one day's lodging if you cancel 2 to 6 days from the start of a reservation. No shows or cancellations within 24 hours of the start of the reservation will be charged for the entire stay. And a new law might help you in the kitchen. Manufacturers must now disclose if your nonstick cookware has hazardous chemicals. The law also prohibits misleading advertising on cookware packaging. In March, the California Consumer Privacy Act takes full effect. That means you'll be able to prevent businesses from selling or sharing your sensitive data. Wish there was a cheaper way to repair your broken phone or other electronics? The Right to Repair Act requires electronics and appliance manufacturers to share information about their devices so that consumers and small repair shops can service them. The only bad thing is we have to wait until July for the law to take effect.
There you go. Those are the new laws in California. Wow. What gets me is janitorial workers. Their wage will increase by $1 each next 2 years until the base reaches $25 an hour. Janitor workers, $25 an hour. If you're working at fast food, it's $20 an hour. $20 an hour. You get, workers from 3 days to a minimum get 5 paid sick leaves a year. Here's another one. AB 1740 requires child care facilities and other businesses providing pediatric care to post information about human trafficking and slavery. The information must include resources available for people to force into work. So you put those up at child care centers, and they talk about slavery and there. AB 2188 makes it illegal for an employer to discriminate or penalize an employee based on a person's use of cannabis off the job and away from the workplace. It makes it illegal, meaning that, let's say, Pat went on a break. And I said, Pat, and Pat had brought her little Volcano, and it's a big old fan. She's huffing, and she's vaping, and she's a huffing, and then a vaping. And it's like, Pat, we're only on a 15-minute break. And Pat says, you can't discriminate me, motherfucker. I know my rights. Where's my lawyer? That's it. Shut up and bring me a muffin. That's what you do. It's a cannabis law. Can't discriminate, and you cannot ask them. It makes it illegal for an employer to ask a job applicant if they use cannabis. So I'm like so it's like Hammer's Hardware. I'm Hammer. It's like, dude, I saw the hardware sign that you need an employee, dude. Yes, this is Hammer's Hardware. We're a Christian-based hardware center. We have tools to God. Our tools are blessed with holy blessedness, and we sell tools for the Lord. Dude, I need a job. I hear it's $20 an hour. Yes, my good man, it is $20 an hour. Oh, good, dude. Good, good. Would you like to come in and fill out an application? Dude, yeah, dude. It'll take me 20 minutes to get there. Oh, okay. Do you know our address? Well, you're right next door. Why 20 minutes? What? He said it's going to take you 20 minutes to get here. What? Never mind. I'll see you when you get here. All right, dude. I mean, so you smell more. The guy smoked marijuana so much I can smell it through the phone. But I cannot ask him about that at all. Not at all. Dude. It's illegal to, sir, have you been smoking marijuana? What? Mary Jane? What? Have you been puffing the puff? What? Have you been doing the 420? Oh, dude, it's illegal to ask me that. Unless it's the time, dude. I come in and I want to fill out the application. Well, you know this job is for Uber, right? What? You know that you would drive for Uber. You go pick up. Oh, that's cool, dude. You mean I could be in my car, dude? Yes. Where do I start? Well, I cannot ask you if you're high because that's against the law. And it's illegal to ask how long you've been smoking the marijuana. I can smell the shit, but I can't ask you that. That's right, dude. It's against the law. Where's my car keys? I'm ready to go. All right. Be careful out there because people will be calling you to drive. Oh, dude. Shit, dude. I'm very careful. You didn't see anything. I'm on my way. 20 minutes to get here and you live next door? Hey, you can't ask me that. I'll bring my lawyer in here and sue you, you bastard. Sorry, dude. Sorry. That's how it is. End scene. I'm ending the scene right now. Oh, my God. So that's it. That was a fast show. You know, before we leave, we cannot leave without a conspiracy theory. You cannot leave without a conspiracy theory. You can't. And today's top conspiracy theory pisses off Cindy, so I'm going to read it. Why are you laughing? You're laughing. I do know you. Here's our conspiracy theory for. Here's our conspiracy theory for today. It was stolen by the CIA. That's what the West Virginia governor Hochul expands on a 22 election theory. Get this. This fool, he says, it was an official who oversaw the West Virginia state election, who is now running to become governor, is claiming that the CIA stole the election for Donald Trump. It was the CIA. Forget about all the voting. Forget about you watching TV and people voting. Forget about Donald Trump won this state, Biden won this state. Forget about all the countings of the vote and all the governors who were putting in their ballots. Forget about all that. It was the CIA. They stole it from Donald Trump. This is what this guy who's running for governor claims. The election was stolen. It was stolen by the CIA, said a Republican Secretary of State. His name is Mac Warner. We had a fuck with him. Mac Warner going, hey, this is Deep Throat. I stole the election. We had to do that. Let's fuck with him. Because I'm bored. What's his name again? Warner. His Secretary of State, Mac Warner, during a debate Thursday night, who oversaw West Virginia state elections. He cited some testimony and a suspicion that there was collusion to sell a lie to the American people. Yeah, it's called Donald Trump. For the purpose of throwing the presidential election. Warner not only called out the CIA, but said the FBI covers it up. Okay, so the CIA stole the election, so another agency called the FBI covered it up. Why couldn't the CIA cover it up? I guess they just steal the stuff, and then they call the FBI, hey, can you cover it up? He cited testimony by former Deputy Director of Central Intelligence, CIA, Mike Morrell, before Jim Jordan. We all know Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is a congressman who in Ohio was a wrestling coach who watched his assistant diddle the guys in the shower. That's right. That's the Jim Jordan, the one who got the binoculars and watched his assistant touch the boys in the shower in the balls. And he soap up the balls of the boys, of the athlete, and then jack up the boys in the shower. Jim Jordan didn't do it, but he watched. That's the Jim Jordan we know. Yay. The Republican Jim Jordan. We had to call Jim Jordan and ask him, hey, you got any videos of those little boys you were watching while your assistant was diddle-daddling them? I'm in the mood to make good trouble. She devil. I like that song. She devil. Morale explained under oath. Morale explained under oath. Where did I get that oath? Wait a minute, hold on. This will explain everything. This will explain everything. Hold on, the oath. This will explain everything. Okay, there you go. This will explain everything.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Where did that come from? All right. He cited testimony by former as proof that there was collusion to prevent President Donald Trump from securing a second term. Morale explained under oath that a Biden campaign senior advisor who later became Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, I love Anthony, had discussed a report about Hunter Biden's laptop. What does that have to do with stealing the election? Now we're at Hunter Biden's laptop. 2 days prior to releasing an October 19th statement from 51 former intelligence officials suggesting the story has been tainted by a Russian. What the fuck? He's all over the place. Now we're at the laptop? I'm surprised he didn't say that, God, Mrs. Clinton was involved. What an asshole. Warner touts his experience as a 23-year veteran of the U.S. Army and as West Virginia. You know, let me tell you something. I'm learning more and more about West Virginians. They are not right people. They're not, you know. Virginia people, very cool. West Virginia people, there's a lot of shit going on there. Well, anyway, as a West Virginia Secretary of State, he calls himself a battle-tested leader, according to his campaign website. Other candidates in the debate were more blah, blah, blah. There you go. There you go. Kimberly Guilfoyle is in the news again 14 hours ago. You know who she is. The pervert who likes to look at men's penises. She sucks strange men's dick and make her assistants undress so she can touch her boobies and play with her pubic hair. Or do you know her as Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend? Anywho, she's in the news again. Everything she said is demon false. Kimberly Guilfoyle mocked as she says Donald Trump will never be a dictator as he respects the law. He's just a dick. She devil. Miami, Florida, Kimberly Guilfoyle, host of the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show on Rumble and former advisor to Donald Trump. She was never Donald Trump's advisor. Shut up. She was cocaine head, the son, Donald Jr. You know, we should call his office to see if he had any more cocaine. Let's call Donald Trump Jr. Let's see if he has an office. Let's call him. Let's see if he has an office. Donald Trump Jr., let's see if he has an office. And let's ask him if he has any more cocaine. connect with the Trump Organization, Donald Trump Jr. Let's see if there's a number. Donald Trump Jr., there he is, cocaine head, more like a crackhead. Let's call crackhead. We have some guts, you know that? They can track my phone. Who cares? We can do sue me, you cook crackhead. Let's see if we can get a number on him. Oh, you know what we could call? Oh, we can call Trump Towers. Yeah, let's see if we can find, okay, and see if Donald Trump Jr. there can give us cocaine. Trump Towers. Let's see. That would be funny. So I say, Trump Towers, here we go. Trump Towers, here's the phone number. Let's see if we can call them and see if Donald Trump Jr. is there, because saying, you know, the cocaine he gave me was pretty bad. Hello. All right, let's do it. There's nobody there to tell me no. We are calling Trump Towers. Here we go. Let's make a call.
Restaurant, good afternoon.
Oh, did I call the restaurant? I was trying to call Trump Towers. Did I reach the right
this
number?
This is the restaurant in the bottom level of Trump Tower. Who are you trying to reach?
The main office. I left something in the hotel. I just wanted to check to see if they found
it. Oh, the
it
hotel. Oh, that's a different number. That's a totally different number. Right. You need the Trump International Hotel and Tower.
Oh, and you don't have it, do you? Trump.
I don't. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's very similar, the names. Yeah, Trump International
Trump
Hotel and Tower.
Thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I left my cocaine in there. Let's see. Here we go.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Okay, let me see here. Trump International Towers. International Towers. Let's see what I got here. There he is, Trump Towers. Oh, wait a minute. There's a news story on Trump Towers. Okay, let's call Trump Towers to see if there's a number. There's a number. Let's call it. Nobody else on Blog Talk has the balls that I have. I got some big Blog Talk balls, man. Let's see if they found my cocaine. All right, here we go.
Good afternoon. You reached the Trump International Hotel, New York. How may I assist you?
Well, good afternoon. I was staying at the fourth floor, and I left something in my room. I was wondering, did anybody find it, because I do need it now.
What room were you in?
I think it was 4025. Not quite sure.
4025.
Do you have a room there? I hope I was at the Trump Tower, because I could have been somewhere else, because I know we stayed there. Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
You're
Hello?
Not certain if you were a guest at this particular hotel. You're not certain if you were a guest at this particular hotel.
I'm not certain because I was on cocaine, and I left my cocaine and what in the rooms. And I was wondering if anybody found my cocaine. Hello? 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 Oh, they hung up on me. Damn. Damn you! Why, that was rude. That was rude. We'll be right back. The Brian Hammerjack Show. How rude!
If you wanna get down on the ground,
Yeah, baby. Before we go off the air, there's some new laws here in Virginia. And I plan on going to Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, that is. Here's some Virginia new laws. Now, this was 2023, so this was last year. But it just came in effect, I guess. The crime, they call it the hospitality staff training to spot human trafficking. Well, sometimes I wander into the street and everything, and I don't want to get hit by a car. So I stopped traffic. Well, anyway, it's called HB 258. It directs the Department of Criminal Justice Services, under the direction of the Criminal Justice Service Board, to develop an online course to train hotel proprietors and their employees as defined in the bill to recognize and report instances of suspected human trafficking. Really? Really? Directive Department of under the direction of the criminal to develop an online course to train hotel proprietors. Really? Let me find a hotel in Virginia, and because I'm going to report some trafficking. Virginia Hotel in Richmond. Virginia and Richmond Hotel, because I'm going to report some trafficking. That's what I'm going to report. There's the Hilton Hotel in Richmond. Let's see, the Omni Hotel in Richmond. Omni sounds interesting. I'm going to report some trafficking. You know, you didn't hear it from me. There's some trafficking going on. Let's see if they have a, ooh, look at the rooms. Hey, they're a good price, $219, not bad for a deluxe room, one queen bed, not bad. Double beds, $219, look at the view. Wow, you get to see Virginia. Look at the bedrooms, that's nice. Ooh, Richmond is nice. Did I go to Richmond? I don't know, I think, I gotta ask where I, at the Omni Hotel. Where do I report the trafficking? There you go. Oh, look, $169 per night in Richmond at the Hamptons Inn and Suites. Maybe I'll stay there. I hope there's double beds for me and, you know, Laverne. You know, she's such a nice girl. She might want to have an extra bed, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying. So anyway, let's see. That's going to be the end of our show. Tell you the truth, we did everything. We did everything that I told you you need to do. I wanted to come up to say hello, and the only thing left to do, if I'm going to stay on, to see what's in the news, and because I have. Rudy Giuliani. He takes the stand. Oh, is he taking a stand now? Let's see the news. This is according to ABC News. Oh, that's the story. Do you remember Rudy? Dear Rudy, Rudy Giuliani. Remember that he outed those poor ladies, saying that they're doing cocaine and passing heroin and everything, and all the woman was saying that she was doing, giving her a ginger mint? Well, they sued his fucking ass. He'd go on to court. Let's see what happened because I missed the news. Hold on 1 second. This is the commercial. I wonder what happened. I hope they sue that motherfucker. I think Rudy was doing sex trafficking. I think he was. Remember he was laying on the bed with his hand in his pants? Here we go. Here's the story. Here's the news according to ABC.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani could soon find out whether he has to pay tens of millions of dollars to two Georgia elections workers. Giuliani has already been found liable for defaming Rudy Freeman and Shay Moss by falsely accusing them of fraud after the 2020 election. Now a jury will decide how much money has to be paid to them. ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran is at the courthouse in Washington. Terry, Shay Moss took the witness stand today, and you were in that courtroom. What stood out to you?
Well, Shay Moss's testimony was powerful and emotional, must have had an impact on the jury to hear what this ordinary American citizen, you know, a volunteer, she was an employee of the Fulton County Clerk's Office, but somebody was an election worker, and she was proud to do that. That was her dream job in some ways, in part because her own grandmother was unable to vote in Georgia, and she wanted to make a difference for her community. And there she was when on December 4th of 2020, Rudy Giuliani stood up and accused her and her mother of trying to rig the vote. She said from that moment, she has been fearful. She described in tears what it was like to see a deluge of social media posts that were threatening to her and that she knew meant violence. At one point, somebody texted, "You are lucky that this is 2020 and not 1920." And she took that as an indication of a suggestion of the lynching that went on back in the 1920s. And she also talked about how it had ruined her career. She no longer felt that she could work at the county clerk's office. She was up for a promotion. She got passed over, and she decided at one point she wanted to get out of it altogether. She went to Chick-fil-A. She knew she'd have to do menial work to rise in a new career path. But there, in the interview, the person who was doing the hiring passed her his phone with her picture on it and the word traitor across it. And I said, "Is that you?" And she left the interview in tears. So it is was very emotional testimony about the impact of all this on her life.
Incredibly emotional how this has continued to have a lasting impact. Terry, you did have a chance to catch Giuliani when he was leaving court yesterday. That interaction was cited in court papers. What did he tell you?
Well, Rudy Giuliani has already, as you said, he's conceded he made these statements and that they were false. It's a stipulation. He might say, well, it's a legal maneuver, but actually it is the facts in these cases that he has agreed to, that he made false statements about them. He says they were constitutionally protected speech, but he's already being held liable for saying these baseless things about Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman. So I asked him, does he regret it? Here's what he said. Do you regret what you did to Ruby Freeman?
Of course I don't regret it. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes.
There's no proof of that.
Oh, you're damn right there is. Stay tuned.
Well, there is no proof. That exchange became part of the court record when Ruby Freeman's and Shay Moss's lawyers put it in a motion saying, look, this is you should reprimand Giuliani. This is more of the same defamation that several investigations, federal and state, have shown is without ground in any facts at all. And the judge did severely admonish Rudy Giuliani through his lawyer. His lawyer put up his hands at one point, said, look, he's an 80-year-old man. I have a hard time controlling him.
You know, I called that the hostages in Gaza kind of thing was going on. I said, you know what? You know why they're going to do it? They're not going to do any more hostages because they killed them all. The rest of them they killed. They let go what they could. And some, they're not going to admit that they killed. And others, they let other factions take some of the hostages. So at that point, so chase this story. Listen to this story.
A second border crossing into Gaza. The Israeli military says the new crossing is for inspections, and opening up should speed up the security process to allow more aid to get in. This comes as the United Nations General Assembly appears set to demand an immediate ceasefire in the two-month-long war between Israel and Hamas. But Israeli forces continue to hit southern Gaza with airstrikes and artillery fire, making it harder for some of that aid to come in safely. For more, let's bring in ABC News' Inez de la Quitara in Tel Aviv, Israel. Inez, is the opening of this second border crossing realistically going to help bring enough aid to the people of Gaza?
Hey, Elizabeth. I mean, it's likely still going to be a drop in the ocean in terms of what's needed, according to aid agencies on the ground who continue to describe the incredibly dire situation there in Gaza. But the hope is that this will expedite the process. So the way this is going to work is that the Kerem Shalom border crossing, which opened as of this morning, it'll be used for inspection. So trucks will now be going to Kerem Shalom to be inspected. They will then have to go, you know, kind of turn back around and actually enter into Gaza via the Rafah border crossing. They won't be able to directly enter enter through the Kerem Shalom border crossing. But again, the hope is that this will expedite the process. You'll remember those long lines of trucks waiting at the Rafah border crossing. The issue is that was inspections. Israel wanting to make sure that it was, in fact, humanitarian aid that was getting into Gaza, that it wasn't things like ammunition going to Hamas. So the hope, again, is that this will expedite things. But at this point, you know, we'll have to see. And again, it's still likely just going to be a drop in the ocean in terms of what's needed. The humanitarian situation there, frankly, catastrophic. Over 18,000 people have now been killed in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. 1.8 million people have been displaced. That's roughly 80% of the population. And aid organizations on the ground really sounding the alarm.
So much desperate need to get it in and get it, that aid in faster. And as I do want to ask you, during a fundraiser today here in Washington, President Biden said that Israel is starting to lose support around the world and that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has to see strength, has to have the strength to change. He's also urging some sort of plan from Israel for Gaza when the war ends. Has there been any reaction there from these comments from President Biden?
Yeah, so we've heard from Israeli officials repeatedly regarding the U.S. in recent days, thanking the U.S. for its support. So we first heard from the Israeli Prime Minister over the weekend after the U.S.'s vote in the U.N., essentially blocking that resolution calling for a ceasefire. The U.S. is the only country to vote against that. And the Israeli Prime Minister is thanking the U.S. for its stance on that. And then we actually did hear from the Israeli Prime Minister again today, again thanking the U.S. for its support, but also acknowledging that there is a disagreement there between the U.S. and Israel when it comes to what happens next. Still lots of questions as to what's going to happen next for Gaza, how long the IDF should stay there, you know, growing calls around the world for Israel not to occupy Gaza. Lots of questions as to who would be put in charge, you know, should the IDF win its war against Hamas. So there is a little bit of daylight there between Israel and the U.S., but the Israeli Prime Minister today saying he hopes they will reach some sort of agreement on that front as well.
In the short term, and as we know that during an operation in Gaza, the bodies of two hostages were recovered by the IDF and brought back to Israel. What do we know about who these hostages were and where they were found?
Yeah, some tragic news there on the hostage front. So like you say, the IDF recovering the bodies of two hostages. They are Eden Zaharia, who was recovered from the Nova Music Festival. She was taken with injuries to the upper part of her body. And Ziv Dado, who is a soldier who was killed while serving. We also understand that two IDF soldiers were killed as part of that rescue operation. And we just heard moments ago from Daniel Hagari, the IDF spokesperson, who addressed this news. He talked about how the IDF, you know, mourns with these families. It was unclear, though, from that briefing if the operation that was undertaken to you know, recover these bodies was meant to recover the hostages alive or whether they had already been killed. So we're waiting for more details on that front, but certainly lots of concerns there for the remaining hostages, over 130 hostages still being held in Gaza. Negotiations have hit an impasse there, and so it does appear that the Israelis are now trying to go after these hostages by force. Lots of questions as to whether that's actually going to work, and you know, growing calls from a number of different parties. We've seen the Qataris, the Egyptians, the U.S. as well, you know, trying to get both sides back to the negotiating table. But so far, negotiations really hitting a standstill.
Just incredibly heartbreaking for those families. Is there any momentum, Inez, to try to expedite this between the U.S.? Is there any sense that talks are ramping up, or is that stalling going to continue when it comes to trying to release those hostages?
I think there's still an effort, so we do, you know.
That's that. You're going to see those hostages left and right, I'm telling you. I don't know why this is in the news. High school cheerleader stabbed to death in Texas. You know, people die, but, and there's crime everywhere, but why is she so special? It just caught my eye. Interesting. I'm just going to have to play it now. There's an ad right here. And then we're going to go off the air. I just want to play this last one. Okay, this commercial is a long-ass commercial. Okay, here it is. High school cheerleader stabbed to death in Texas. What?
Police revealed that Elizabeth Medina was stabbed to death. A suspect is in custody, but investigators are now searching for a motive. Stephanie Ramos has the story. Good morning, Stephanie.
George, good morning. Lizbeth Medina's family says they did not know the suspect. The teen was set to perform with her cheerleading squad at a Christmas parade. When her mother didn't find her there, that's when she ran to their apartment and found Lizbeth unresponsive. This morning, as a Texas community grapples with the death of 16-year-old cheerleader Lizbeth Medina, investigators are now releasing new details about her murder.
The loss of Lizbeth has rocked all of us, the school, all of us there at the school, not everyone in the community.
Authorities telling our station KTRK the high school student was stabbed to death. The teen found in her home on Tuesday. Edna police releasing photos of a person wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and vehicle of interest in connection with the case before arresting 23-year-old Rafael Gouveia Romero, an undocumented male who was in the U.S. with an expired visa. Investigators saying they were tipped off to Romero's whereabouts. He was arrested at his home Saturday night, an hour away from where Medina was killed. Police also say they found items in his car linking him to the murder, but have not yet identified a motive and are unclear if the two knew each other or whether this was a random act of violence.
You're going to have to show that he had, in his mind, at least some sort of relationship with her. The police have to put him in that apartment and link him some way through genetics, through fingerprints, through cameras, all of the above, to make a case against him.
Bail for Romero has been set to $2 million. The Medina family exclusively telling ABC News they want Romero to stay behind bars and not post bail. As for their Lizbeth, her family says she had aspirations and dreams that were sadly cut too short. Guys.
Very sadly. All right there. Thank you, Stephanie.
There you go. And that was some of the news on ABC News, according to ABC News, sad stuff. All right, I've been on the air for about an hour. Probably more than that. Probably 2 hours. I think it's time for me to go. I'll wish everybody a happy holiday. I really do. And goodwill to all. It's a dangerous world out there, man. It's a really dangerous world. I'm trying to find a good Christmas song so I can go off the air with to make everybody feel a little cozy, you know. And I have to use my psychic summoning to see what would you guys like. So let me see if I have a Christmas song for you guys. No, I don't. Take that. I am doing, I might make a personal appearance. I am doing, it should be appearing in a couple hours or 3 hours, my own little Christmas list, top 10, that I will be sharing, and I might make an appearance on camera. But I don't have All I Want for Christmas Is You. I do not have it. I will never have it. I'm sick of that song. That's a pussy song. Only guys who have no penises play that dumb song. It's annoying and it's stupid. But, and that's one song that's banned from the show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
There is just one thing I need. I don't